Back with this afternoon's lunchbox for this Friday afternoon, the 28th of July. And coming up in the next month, a group of elderly ex-servicemen and women are attempting to ride small motor scooters from Boona down in the southeast corner to Townsville in order to raise money for Legacy, a wonderful charity, as we know, that do so much for our veterans and their families. The oldies will set out from Boona near Brisbane on the 24th of August and head through places right throughout Western Queensland, including Longreach, making their way to Townsville for early September. And joining me for a chat is one of the chief organisers for the event, Trevor Benaworth, this afternoon on the Lunchbox. Trev, how are you going?
Okay, Darryl, really good, thanks.
Mate, firstly, how are preparations going? Because I know we've been talking about this away from the radio for quite a while now, but mate, we're inside the distance now. 3 and a bit weeks to go.
We certainly are. Yeah, about 4 weeks we'll be on the road, mate. 4 weeks. And, everything's pretty good. And we did it last year, so you know, once you've done it once, you just change the dates, really, and do it again.
So take us through the itinerary, where you'll be heading.
Yeah, okay. We start at Boona, the Boona Showground, on the 24th of August. And from then we go Dalby out to Roma and then to Charleville. We have a couple of nights there, then up to Blackall, a couple of nights, and then Longreach, then Winton, up to Cloncurry, and then across the top through Richmond, Charters Towers, and down into Townsville.
It's a big hike. Now
it is. 18 days altogether, mate, it'll take us on the road.
I love to know the origin of these events and how they came to pass. So what's the Scooterville story?
Well, it initially happened, I think it was 2014, they had a thing called the Scooter Bore, where a group of guys and girls, of course, hopped on little scooters at Port Augusta and went across the Nullarbor to Perth. And they raised a bunch of money for Beyond Blue. Now, We were going to do that again, but then, of course, a few things happened, and then COVID hopped in the middle, and that sort of stopped everything. And eventually we got it going last year, which we did the same thing. We left Brisbane, or Ipswich, actually, and we did the same sort of area and ended up at Townsville and raised $25,000 for Legacy. So we've decided Legacy is going to be our benefactor from here on in, and it's going to be an annual. And next year we'll do Queensland as well as New South Wales.
Legacy, as you touched on, is a wonderful organisation which touches so many people who have lost loved ones to war, or people that, you know, may have sustained life-changing injuries. And they do wonderful work, but the trouble with Legacy is there's not a great deal of funding. So events like this, and like the 4LG Telethon we run every Good Friday up in Longreach, really earns much-needed funds.
It does. You're right, mate. It's all volunteered money, really. Yes, without volunteers, you know, Legacy just couldn't do their necessary work.
And, mate, we talk about scooters. That's your preferred means of transport on this event. Tell us about the scooters. What type of vehicles will we see?
It's funny you say that, because in 2014, they did it on 50cc scooters, tiny little fellas.
Yep.
Mainly because across the Nullarbor it stayed flat and there wasn't any problems. So, being, you know, we thought, well, let's have a go on 50s when we do the Queensland run.
Yeah.
And we planned everything on 50s because COVID held them up. They didn't come in. And when they did come in, they were held up at customs down in Sydney because there was no one at work to clear them. So we had to hunt around. We ended up hiring little 125 Honda motorbikes.
Ooh.
Which... it was a good thing in the end because of the hills and what have you, and the little 125s did it quite easily. But because it's called Scooterville, we're back to scooters, and this year we're using 110cc Honda motor scooters.
Bit more buzz than the 55s.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we've got two riders on each scooter. We've got a six, you know, the car hire company, SIXT, they've given us a 25-seater bus for the journey. So we'll have one rider in the bus and one on the scooter, and about every hour or so we'll pull up and you know, have a cold drink or a coffee or whatever, swap riders, and keep going. So you know, we won't be sort of tiring ourselves, let's put it that way.
Yeah, exciting. You're inside the last few weeks for Scooterville to head out west. Mate, all the best on your journey. Look, I'll endeavour to talk to you before or during the journey. And, of course, you got Big Merv joining the party as well for a couple of days.
Yeah, Merv's flying into Charleville. He comes in on the Sunday, the 27th, and the URSL is putting on a bit of a show for us that night, which is appreciated. And then we head off. We'll have two nights with him in Blackall and then up to Longreach, and then he flies back. He's got a work commitments at Channel 7 the next day. So, but we'll have him for four nights, and hopefully he'll enjoy it.
Well, I'm telling you, there's two mares on that journey where you're stopping. Sean Zorro Radnich in Charleville and Andrew Martin, which will certainly, I'll certainly show the big fella a good time.
I admit was all right. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Great stuff, Trevor Benaworth. Right. Thanks for your time, mate, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Darren. Bye bye.
Here on the Lunchbox.